radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
My guest today is Toronto singer-songwriter Maddie Rodriguez. She is about to release her debut album called Don't Be a Stranger. She's appeared on Much Music, opened up shows for One More Girl, and has found success in some recent songwriting contests. It's my pleasure to welcome Maddie Rodriguez to the show. Hey, Maddie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's great to have you back. We had you on the show in the past and had a glimpse of your career at that time, and so much has happened between now and today.
Yes, totally. It's been busy, and lots of things are happening, and I feel like almost it's just the beginning. I mean, there's been a lot of work getting ready for this album release, and yet we're kind of just starting now that it's going to actually be released.
Yeah, getting promotion and making appearances to promote it and all that fun stuff. There's 13 songs on the album. I've got a copy of it here. It looks great. Mm-hmm. Great artwork. Your face on the front just looking lovely. And just a terrifically designed package, as well as, of course, the great songs inside. You had a video that you had posted online at Facebook and showing you opening up the box of CDs for the first time. Can you describe that feeling, Maddie?
Yeah, I was really, really excited. And you know what? When I opened the box, we had been waiting to open it for, you know, a few months, waiting to get the boxes. And then when we actually picked them up, we brought them home, and I waited a little bit longer so that we could set up a video to kind of share it with my fans. And so I was really, really, you know, shaking in my boots, excited. And then when I actually opened up the box, I became more excited than I even thought I was. Do you know what I mean? Like, I opened the box, and all of a sudden, it felt real. It felt like, wow, the album is actually exists. It actually exists.
Exactly. It's just a dream come true. And you wrote or co-wrote all the songs on the album. And I know that songwriting is such a big part of your life. Can you talk about writing these songs? Did you write a bunch more and narrow it down to these 12 or 13, or did you write close to this amount?
Right. Well, I didn't actually think of it as writing for the album. I feel like I'm doing that more now for my second album. I'm already writing for that. But for the first album, I just had a lot of songs that I had written over the course of the last few years, because I started writing around 13, 14. I'm 18 now. So I had been writing for a couple of years and kind of built up a bunch of songs. And the newer ones tended to be the best ones. So we didn't even really have to think much about which songs would be on the album. It felt right, and they all went together.
And how was it for you to be in the studio recording these? Was that a pretty fun experience and a creative high for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I absolutely love the studio. Like, I could live there. The only thing that's bad with the studio is the fact that you're sitting down a lot, so you get very restless. And I'm a person that likes to always be doing things, so I tend to start, you know, dancing or something because you get restless. But, you know, other than that part, it's so much fun. It's just, there's nothing I love more than the creation aspect of music, like creating a piece of art, like taking a song that you start with just guitar chords and then bringing it to life and creating this kind of this huge thing in the studio with musicians and collaboration, and you know, you come up with spontaneous ideas and you put it down and you just build it. It's a lot of fun.
And one of your songs, Maddie, as recently as of yesterday, took first place in a songwriting contest. You must be overjoyed by this.
Yeah, I'm really surprised and really happy, because, you know, those songwriting competitions, they are really hard to win. And we submit to them sometimes, you know, just to see what will happen, and just because, you know, songwriting is, it's my thing. It's what I, you know, would like to be known for. So we do try to submit to those things. And but you don't expect to win just because thousands and thousands of songs get sent in, and you never know what will happen, how the judges will go about picking a winner. And so I won this competition. It's called the International Acoustic Music Awards. And right. I won for my category, which is country music, that we submitted All the Wasted Time for. All the Wasted Time is one of my songs on the album.
Yeah.
And I found out about that a little while ago, and that was really, really cool. And then just yesterday, Valentine's Day, we found out that I won the overall grand prize, and I was really, really excited. I was hanging out with my single girlfriend, and my parents got me to go look at the computer and then see that I had won, and we were all screaming. It was really, really cool to be recognized like that.
That is so exciting and great recognition for your songwriting. A lot of your songs, Maddie, have meaning in them and messages in them that people can really learn something from or take away something from it. Do you enjoy doing that, writing songs that your listeners can get a lesson out of?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to me is, you know, I love to write songs for myself, but I don't just write them for me. I write them for people. I want them to affect people and help people and comfort people in the way that my favorite songs do for me, you know, because that's just the best thing. I mean, to me, life is about three things: love, music, and food. And
that's great.
And, you know, music to me is probably one of the biggest of those three, love and music, obviously. So if I can help people in whatever way, whether it's just like, you know, making their day a little bit better or helping them feel something they need to feel, or cry and they haven't been able to cry and they need to get a cry out or something, that's what it's all about to me. So I try to do that with my songs. I try not to just, you know, write for me or write just about me. I write other people's stories too.
Right. I'm talking with Maddie Rodriguez, Toronto singer-songwriter. The album is called Don't Be a Stranger, which will be released on March 6th. So that's coming up very soon. And we got a couple of songs to play from it. Let's, Maddie, start with Don't Play With My Heart. And what can you tell us about writing this song?
Well, I wrote Don't Play With My Heart about your typical player in high school. And basically my confrontation with these boys who think that they can mess with girls' emotions, and just basically telling them, stop playing, because it's not cool, and you'd probably get more game if you stopped doing that.
Awesome. Well, let's share the song now, Maddie Rodriguez, and the song is Don't Play With My Heart, here on In the Country.
One smile was all that it would take. Well, I became all fool for him each time he looked my way, so beautiful. He was a perfect work of art, but you can't see what's underneath when you've got a blinded heart. Yeah, but no, he wore the crown, and he still likes it.
And there's Matty Rodriguez with the lead single from her album, Don't Be a Stranger. That is called Don't Play With My Heart. And Matty, I understand that that is getting spins on some Canadian country music stations.
Yeah, it is. It's been getting some traction from different stations across Canada and getting a really good positive response. And I've been on stations like 100.7 The Island in Manitoulin and Seaview in BC and Country 107.3 in Tulsonburg, some really cool stations.
Yeah, that's awesome, getting your name out there and your music. Now, let's talk about some of your influences. You have such a great variety of them, and these are so many of my favorites as well.
I do.
From the non-country world, we've got great Carole King, Billy Joel, Elton John, James Taylor. They can all sing a song and sing great songs. And then in the country area, people like Zac Brown, Keith Urban, and Taylor Swift. So it's a real good variety of influences. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, well, I feel really blessed to have been introduced to some really amazing artists as a kid from my parents. You know, they have good taste.
So they do.
I was introduced to artists like you said, like James Taylor, Don McLean, Billy Joel, all these singer-songwriters from the 70s. So I to this day, I listen to a lot of that all the time, and I just love that kind of music. Even bands from the 70s and 80s, like Chicago, and I love Bread from the 70s. And then I also listen to a lot of contemporary country music, like you said. And those two genres, probably, I listen to the most. My favorite country artist of the moment is Zac Brown from the Zac Brown Band. I absolutely adore his songs and his voice and the honesty and the guitar, the sound of that acoustic guitar. And so, yeah, mainly artists from the 70s and country music. And I also listen to a lot of Latin music because of my background, and it's just always in my childhood. And so you can hear a little bit of that in the album, I think.
Yeah, you've got, along with the instrumentation on some of the songs, you've got a Latin song on here, forgive my pronunciation, Un Poco de Te, de Ti?
Yes, Un Poco de Ti.
Yeah, and what does that translate to?
Some of You Please. So I believe it's the second song on the album, Some of You Please, I think. We translated that song into Spanish, and so it's pretty much exactly the same, just in a different language, and put it as a bonus track at the end of the album. And we thought that'd be really a very cool thing to do, because it's not done very often that country music is kind of translated into you know, a Latin sounding track with Spanish lyrics. So it's kind of a cool contrast, I think.
That's a great idea, and it adds something a little different to the CD. Now, also on here, Matty, there's a song called Tahiti, and I was reading here that it's placed in the American Lifetime A&E TV series Army Wives, which is going to be airing in the spring of this year. So that song is going to have a little bit of play on that show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's my first placement on a TV show or movie or anything. I hadn't been placed before, just because the album was just finished, so my publishing company is just now starting to send it out to things like that. And so we found out that it's been placed on this show, Army Wives, and it's very, very exciting. I learned, we don't have that show here in Canada as far as I know, but I learned that the producer of that show also produces Criminal Minds, which is like my favorite TV show.
Oh, great.
That's really cool.
That is, and that's going to be great if you get a chance to see it, if it airs here, and hear how they use the song in the show. That's great, because obviously there's so many songs they can choose from, so for yours to get recognized like that is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a big honor. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Speaking with Matty Rodriguez, a Toronto singer-songwriter, the album is Don't Be a Stranger, and the album release party is set for Sunday, March 4th at the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, is that open to any of your fans to come out, $10 in advance, $15 at the door, Matty?
Absolutely. We want lots of people to come out. There is limited space, so you have to get your tickets soon if you want to come out to the show. But I would love it if any fans, anyone who likes the music, would come out to the show on the 4th. And it's going to probably be one of my biggest shows yet. We're really going to make sure that it's really exciting, and we're going to be selling the CDs for the first time, which is, you know, what I'm really looking forward to, is being able to give people the actual hard copies for the first time.
Yeah, that's exciting. Now, are tickets available, would they be through your website, MattyRodriguez.com?
Yes. So you can go to MattyRodriguez.com or visit my Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/Maddie.Rodriguez.music. And there is a link that you can go to where you can actually purchase the tickets by PayPal in advance, or also another great way of doing it is just sending an email to tix@MattyRodriguez.com, or you can just search that email on the site on my Facebook. Send us an email and let us know you want to come. And we'll save the tickets for you at the door. Otherwise, if you don't tell us in advance, then it would be 15 at the door.
15 at the door, if there is room at that time, because, of course, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yes.
Now, let's turn to one of the songs from the album, a great one that also won a contest for you, and it's a very meaningful song called All the Wasted Time. What can you share about the inspiration behind the song, Maddie?
Well, All the Wasted Time I wrote for a couple of people in my life. It's mainly based on my best friend, but I happen to have a couple of people in my life who their fathers have been absent in their lives. And, you know, being close to these people, I've seen how it can really affect you, you know, psychologically, to not have your dad around. And for me, it was such a fascinating thing to write a song about, because my dad is so present in my life and he's so special to me, and I don't know what I'd do without him. So to think of, you know, not having that support there for you, and always wishing that person would, you know, show up to your birthday or something, you know, that's
right.
Just, it's a very emotional thing to think about. And so I wanted to write a song for these people. And
well, let's share it now. Yeah, very meaningful song, and you just described everything that it's about and how much depth there is to it. This is from her brand new CD, in fact, her debut album. This is Maddie Rodriguez and All the Wasted Time here on In the Country. beautiful song from Toronto singer-songwriter Maddie Rodriguez, and that is from her debut album, which is called Don't Be a Stranger. It'll be released worldwide on March 6th on iTunes, or you can check it out at her site, maddierodriguez.com, and that song is called All the Wasted Time. Maddie, I wanted to give you a chance to share with us about opening for One More Girl at the Sanford Center, I believe. What was that like?
That was awesome. Yeah, so at the Sanderson Center, I got to play before One More Girl and do a sound check at the same time as them, and I got to meet them, and they're wonderful girls. And playing at that venue was amazing. It was the biggest venue I had ever played before, and it's just beautiful. If you've never been before, the ceilings are extremely, extremely tall, and it just looks almost like a cathedral. It's so beautiful, and sounded great, too, and it really went well. It was a lot of fun opening for them.
That's great.
And at the end of the show, when they thanked their audience, they also thanked me, which I totally wasn't expecting, and I was like, oh, that's so nice. They thanked me and said that they'd love to have me open for them again next time they're in Ontario playing. So hopefully that happens. I know because they're from BC, so they don't always play here.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, BC's One More Girl, Carly and Britt McKillop, who have so many hit songs out there. Terrific news. Mm. Can you tell
They're
us a bit about the title track, Maddie, Don't Be a Stranger? I know it's a very special song, and your dad mentioned to me that it's one of his favorites on the album. A lot of meaning to it. What can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, so Don't Be a Stranger, I wrote for my best friends. I wrote it because we were all graduating high school, and a couple of my best friends were going away to university, and I knew we probably wouldn't be seeing each other very often anymore, and it was hard to say goodbye, but I wanted to let them know that we could stay close if we really tried, and so I wrote them this song, Don't Be a Stranger, and
yeah.
We decided that, you know, it had to be on the album, and so it was last minute. We had already finished most of the record, and we put it on the record and thought it would be a great title track, since I write a lot of my songs based on my friends' stories, and this was a song directly about and directly for my friends.
That is awesome. That is on the album, the title track, of course, Don't Be a Stranger. And in our remaining moments here, I wanted to ask you, Maddie, if you've got a message for your fans out there who have supported you up till now and who are looking forward to the album, anything you wanted to say to them?
I would just like to say thank you so much for believing in a girl that nobody knows yet. And for, you know, believing in good songs and songs that have something to say. And I really hope that that together we can get the music out to more people. And thank you so much to all my fans for telling their friends about the music and just all the support. It really means a lot.
That's so true. Word of mouth and fans spreading the word across places like Facebook and Twitter and out in public and all the different places music can be promoted. Do you have one big goal or one main dream this year, Maddie, other than the album, that something you'd like to accomplish in 2012?
Well, we're planning to do we have a lot of dates that we're trying to line up at different schools and summer camps. We'd like
yep.
to do shows at schools and camps, and I think that would be an amazing way to share my music with more young people. And so my biggest goal is to get as many dates as possible at places like that and at different festivals, and just get to meet some of my fans across Canada and get to make more fans.
Awesome. Well, Maddie, it's been great spending this time with you once again, sharing those two awesome songs from the album, which is your debut album called Don't Be a Stranger, which will be released on May the 6th. Quite exciting. Thanks so much for spending the time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me to talk with you.
My pleasure, and I'm sure we'll do it again down the road as you continue to have success and the album releases more singles. My guest today has been Toronto singer-songwriter Maddie Rodriguez, and the brand new album from her, her debut, is called Don't Be a Stranger. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.